This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Billionaire Betsy DeVos was confirmed last week as President Donald Trump's Secretary of Education. She has been an aggressive proponent of school choice. Here she is during her confirmation hearing.
Parents no longer believe that a one-size-fits-all model of learning meets the need of every child. And they know other options exist, whether magnet, virtual, charter, home, faith-based, or any other combination.
But her definition of school choice may not be the same as the senator's or yours. The fact is, school choice is one of those phrases that gets thrown around a lot, but it is often misunderstood. And that means it's time to break it down.
Ooh, break it down, baby, because I want y'all all to know. Let me break it down for you again.
Break it down now.
Break it down.
At its simplest, school choice simply means educational alternatives to public grade schools. The part that gets complicated is what those alternatives are and how we pay for them. For what it's worth, this argument over school choice is not a new one. For centuries, children have missed classes or even left school altogether to help their parents on farms or in family businesses.
The day of the worker who works from home is here. We need to unionize. We have the right to work at home in peace without interruptions.
Remember, Congress didn't pass the Fair Labor Standards Act until 1938. In the 19th century, it was fairly common for children to work 50 to 70 hour weeks, so schooling was not part of their daily lives.
Security lies in business and white collar work. Ted sees his father's point of view and agrees. And so that's the kind of job he'll look for.
The first public high school in America opened its doors in 1821 in Boston. By the time the 20th century rolled in, public schools outnumbered private for the first time. But it wasn't until 1945 that most kids in the South went past the eighth grade. So public education and standardized education are still in the experimental phase.
What's that?
Experiments.
Asparagus.
Experiments.
Experiments.
Right.
The concept of giving parents control over what their children learn in school is a really old one. The great British philosopher John Stuart Mill wrote in 1869 that the government should stay out of arguments over curriculum.
The government should leave to parents to obtain the education where and how they please, and content itself with helping to pay the school fees of the poorer classes of children and defraying the entire school expenses of those who have no one else to pay for them.
Originally, compulsory education was supported by the Ku Klux Klan. America at that time was gripped by a fear of Catholics in 1920. Many people wanted to shield their kids from parochial education. Historian William Ross described a leaflet that the KKK distributed as showing, quote, a grinning, torch-wielding Catholic bishop triumphantly departing from a burning public schoolhouse whose teacher rang the school bell one last time as he lay dying in the vestibule, mourned by crying children, end quote. But laws requiring kids to attend public schools were struck down in the higher courts. Then, anti-Catholic sentiment rose again in the 1940s. Many people didn't want the Catholic Church to get tax dollars to support its schools. In 1947, the Supreme Court decided the Everson v. Board of Education case. It drew a clear line between religious schools and public funds. Since then, that line has been erased quite a bit. Now, the debate has swung the other way. Many people want to be able to send their kids to private schools and religious schools, but still enjoy a free or subsidized educational system. There are a number of models in use right now that come under the label school choice. In 14 states, including Georgia, school choice means the state provides a scholarship or a stipend so students can go learn where they want, including private schools. And in some places, that's called a voucher. Magnet schools are sometimes included in this category. These are places that focus on particular subjects like science or music, but they're still part of the public school system. Homeschooling is also part of school choice. But the most controversial option is charter schools. Here's Fox News analyst John Stossel.
Those great new charter schools we showed you, I just wish there were more of them, more competition, because competition makes everybody better.
But not everyone is sold on the charter school system. We've seen demonstrations across the country.
Charter schools are not public schools. schools are not public schools.
Charter schools are part of the public school system, but they're not bound by the same regulations as public schools. They have a lot more flexibility in what they teach and whom they hire. The debate over charter schools is further complicated by research that shows kids in most of those schools do no better or worse than those in traditional public schools.